This summer at the multiplex, superhero Thor is smashing up Eternity. Top Gun's Maverick is flying at Mach 10. Dinosaurs are stomping through a Jurassic finale. And critic Bob Mondello has retreated to a quieter auditorium for Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris.
It's the 1950s, and London cleaning lady Ada Harris is all about brightening everyone else's day, though folks barely notice her. She makes their apartment shine, lifts their spirits, and does her best not to think about the fact that her beloved husband Eddie never returned from World War II. Deep inside, she knows he's not coming back, but she's allowed herself to dream of little else until one day, in the wardrobe of a client, she spies a Christian Dior gown and has a new dream.
Isn't it divine?
The moment I laid eyes on Ravissant, I was ravished. To the tune of £500.
£500 for a dress?
When I put it on, nothing else matters.
Now that Ada's seen it, she feels much the same way, and when the War Department finally gets in touch to say it owes her years of war widow's pension, and she buys a winning lottery ticket, she figures her Eddie's sent her a message.
I'm gonna buy a dress.
Something pretty for a Legion dance.
Yeah. A Christian Dior dress from Paris. £500.
She manages to get to Paris, even arriving at the House of Dior on the day the new collection is being shown to clients, but unaware that she needs to be a client with an invitation.
Excuse me, dear. Where would I find the frocks?
I fear you have the wrong address, madam. I will call someone to show you the way.
No, sorry, I'm after a frock.
Please, let me escort you out.
No, hang on a minute, I've come miles. Saved every penny, scrubbing floors and I don't know what, so I can buy this frock.
A Christian Dior gown is not for pennies.
Enter Prince Charming.
Excuse me, chère madame, but it would be my honor to have you view the collection as my guest.
Fairy tales do come true, as a popular song of that era had it, if you're young at heart, and Ada, as played by Leslie Manville, is certainly that. She's also, in this charm-filled adaptation of Paul Gallico's 1958 novel, down to earth enough to win over the little folks who actually make the Dior dresses.
Madame has the proportions of a model.
Model railway, more like.
The one person her working-class charm can't win over is Dior's self-appointed guardian, played snootily by Isabelle Huppert.
Forgive me for saying this, but you are nobody, invisible. How will you give this dress the life it deserves?
It's my dream. And my money's as good as anybody else's.
Bien sûr. You may buy your dream, but what will you do with it?
In The Phantom Thread, which was a very different kind of haute couture movie, it was Manville who played a character of this stripe, so who better to poke holes in the salon's fabric of class prejudice? Director Anthony Fabian surrounds her with period Dior gowns recreated by Cruella designer Jenny Beaven, a white-on-white sewing room where a splash of scarlet ribbon all but sets the frame vibrating, a Paris that is appropriately considering Mrs. Harris's impulse to tidy things up in the midst of a garbage strike. She will help clean up other matters, a budding romance, even the salon itself.
I never thought a place like Dior would have problems.
On the way to a storybook conclusion that seems to take pride in being tied up with a lovely bow. I'm Bob Mondello.